Kedvach, Mesiris Nefesh, getting the cause down and coming, Shkayuch. We're in the middle of Siv Zayin, actually in the middle of the Ramah of Siv Zayin, but I think it would be Kedai for us just to go over Siv Zayin, at least the Ramah. Go back to the beginning of the Ramah, there's a lot more here we have to discuss. Alright, and then we'll get back, refresh our memories, we'll get back into it. Zakt Ramah. Let's start from the Mechaba. Go quickly through it. Hachateres harei heim ruim lebinyan. Chateres are typical that they're ruim lebinyan. Olahaysef lem behem batim ve'aliyas. Olafikach habayna b'chatsa chaveri. Someone who builds up, improves somebody else's property. Harei ze kenotei asada asuya lita. It's as if he's planting asada asuya lita. V'shaman loy. And he's entitled, Yishamallah, he gets what? Kama adam roitza litim bevinyan zel of naisai. How much a typical kablan, a contractor, would take to build up such a binyan? Vahu provided shivna binyan amayal aray leysa chatsa kamina goysa makam. Bekitsa, the same klalam we have in the whole simen, benegeh to a sada suya lita, applies to a chatsa ha suya livnais as well. Its idea is that this item is aymid lakak, so it's considered a suya livnais. That is the mechaba. Comes along the Ramah and has a gewaldike chiddush. Zok the Ramah, Haga, v'lo yuchal abayna lo me binyani ani noitel. And the bayna has no right to say, I want to take my eitzim v'avonim. It's a sada ha'asiyo livnois. He has no right to pull out his eitzim v'avonim. And we explained the whole shayli, but the consensus of the gedolei achrayim, not like the smak, consensus of roiv ruba achrayim is, and it's really the rishonim, the Talmud Rashba, the Ramah is coming from, is the pshat is, Hayois, it's a sada asuya lita, it's actually a chotza asuya libanais. So the yoyid would be entitled to full wages, he's entitled to full payment. Shamilah yada la yaina, he gets a full shvach as if he's a regular contractor. So when he went in, that's how he improved the land. He went in that he's giving the bala chotza, all the eitzim, and all the avonim, and all the sheetrock, and all the electric work, all the appliances, all the shvach that he's putting in, he's willingly, right now, already being magnet to the bala chotza. One condition, if the bala chotza wants it, if the bala chotza wants it, and he's willing to pay me top dollar, as if I'd be a regular builder, then it's his already. L'mafreya. So, right now, the chotza is kind of for the bala chotza. Should the bala chotza decide in a week from now that he wants to keep the shvach? If in a week from now he decides he wants to keep it, Kamtois Lamafrei was already kind of from day one. So now the Baina, the Yerid, has no right to say, it's too late. What are you taking it back? You can't renege on this. You already gave it up. You gave it and he was kind of it. Now it's his. You can't take it back anymore. It's too late. Had it been a sada she'ena suyolita or a chotza she'ena suyolibanais, where the din is to yodala tachtoin, and he only gets a small amount, he gets the yitzis and not the full shvach. So then the Talmud Rashba says he's not interested in giving it up. If you're only going to stick him with the yitzis and not his full shvach, then he might want to take back his eitzim v'avonim. So then he's not makna to the bala chotza right away, and he will have a right to say atzi v'avni ani noitel. But a yoyis the mechab is talking about a chotza ha'asuya libanos, where the yoyid would be entitled to full shvach, to full wage. B'chiyai gavna zokto Talmud Rashba, zokto Ramah, that he's giving up the shvach already right now. He's being makna the shvach right now to the bala chotza. Should the bala chotza decide later on to want it, he'll be koine that shvach l'mafreya, and memele he can no longer tain hatzivam ninoitam. He already was makna to the bala chotza. If the bala chotza l'moshe later on says he doesn't want it, shaytach, he doesn't want it. So he could tell you toile tzakav avanecha, take it. But if he decides later on he wants it, he's koine l'mafreya from day one, which is a very important Ramah Rabbi. Side that from here we see, even though it's Makhloi because he's training, but from here we see that we paskin that the balachot is kind of the shvach l'mafreya. That's what this Ramah is teaching us. And Memela doesn't pass to say, it's too late. The balachot was already kind of. And we're going to see tonight why it's negeya, this Ramah, very negeya. Fine. Okay, that's the first shlav of the Ramah. Comes along the second shlav of the Ramah. The Ramah says like this, what happens if hiskira ha'bein l'acherim? This baina, this yared, not only did he build up the chatzah without permission, but he then went ahead and he marketed, he rented out this house that he built. Hiskira habayna lacherim, and vikibu schar, and he was already makabu schar from this squatter, Nebuch, this guy does it, really is in the Shalai B'shus, because he's not authorized. He doesn't have a real schiris. He never made up with the real owner of the house. The Yerid is an impostor. He's pretending he owns the house. And he rented it from this Yerid. His kira ben alachem v'kibuschar, and this Yerid was makabel already, the schiris from the squatter. Menachem le'meitzayisov, the Ramah Paskins, that the money that the Yerid collected, the rent that he collected, belongs to the owner of the chotzer, the true owner of the house, because the house is already koni to the Bala Chotzer l'mafreya. And Mamela, if the Yerid wants to hold on to that rent, he'll have to use it as a payment towards the Hitzayis, and he's going to want to charge the Bala Chotzer for the improvement that he made. Means it really belongs to the owner, the Bala Chotzer, just the Yerid will hold on to it, but Menachem Hitzayisov, Avagav Dula Avid Lamega, even though it's a Chotzer Dula Avid Lamega, so it's L'chari Zenene V'zeloi Chosar, the Rashba came up with a blitz chiddush that once you collected the money, we have a sara kesad yatsa zeschay parasa shechaveray, and now the money automatically was really collected for the owner of the house, the Bala Chotza, and it belongs to him. And if I want to hold on to it, I'll have to be menaked from the shvach, from the tzayis I would like to charge him. And that, we said, was a big chiddush, because really the Rashba was only mesupik. And Rav Rishonim, the Ramah, and the Ra'ah, and the Ritva, and Tamar Rashba, Varash, the Meiri, come out, all the Rishonim say, Lad Yefakert. They say, Lad Yefakert, that no, it's nothing, the whole thing was a joke, there is no schiris going on here, there was an impostor here trying to rent out, unauthorized, renting out a house that doesn't belong to him, nothing happened, you got to give back all the money to these squatters, and you can't charge him. It's Zenen of Zalai Chasa. It was Loyav Lamega. Zenen of Zalai Chasa. You got to give back the money. And I got it found this week, one of the truths, I think it was Avni Shayish, who Taka says it. Ein Svei Chasa Shal Arashba Meitzi Midei Vadai from all these Rishonim. Why did Ramah picked this tzadah? It's a chiddush. And we mutched last week, and we said maybe the Ramah took back by a guy, that the renter was a guy, so he's not getting back his money anyway. Now to Shashayla, should the Yerid keep the money, or should the Bala Chotzer keep the money? So that will say, Ketzer will invoke the principle of Ketzer Yatzes Eschei Barosh HaKaver, and will give it to Bala Chotzer. But Tzuris HaHalacha L'Chair should not be like this Ramah. Like we said, Rav Kamat Uldu Rishayim say not like this Ramah. Alright, that was the second Shlav of the Ramah.
None of the notes that Caleb argue with
them. Correct. All right. Okay.
That means they are passing like the Ramah.
Okay, fair enough. But nevertheless, Achreinu V'Rishayim, Halacha K'Rishayim. All the Rishayim say like that. Fine. Next, comes along the third Shlav of the Ramah. V'mdar Baya Baino, and if the Baino was living in there, if the Yerid himself built the house and then moved in, and he was chasal balakaka dava muet, he caused the balakaka a hefsid of a dava muet, even a mashu, whatever shavar pruta. Because the shailas and taisas, maybe you don't even need a shavar pruta's worth of a hefsid. Good, but you were machasim a dava muet. So aglitin like kol mashenana, you have to pay the full schiris, the full hanad that you derive from this house. Commotion is bar leelsim shin samagimel. That over there we paskin that when you have a zechos a mashu v'zenana, even a lot, you could charge for the full hanah that the guy had. Zenen of Zeh Chosa Amashu Yechayven all the hanah. That is the third shlav of the Ramah. And what was this Chosa Muad? What are we talking about? What type of Chosa Muad is it? So we said that if you look over there in Shin Samach Gimel, over there Siv Zayin, it says it's talking about Shachrirusa da Ashaisa. It's talking about where you moved into a new house, a freshly painted house, and you darkened, you blackened the walls. See, if the house is already old, so the wear and tear of the house is really not noticeable, that's negligible, it doesn't count. So there's not really chosa. But when you move into a new house and you darken the fresh paint, so that's noticeable, that's a real chosa, that's a chisaren. And for that minute chisaren, you could already charge the squatter a full hana, a full schiris.
What's it going to see, the bone and the squatter?
There is no difference. And in both cases, if there would be considered a dava muad chesaron, and if there would be shachri rusa da shaisa, then you would be able to charge hein. You would charge the boy, like the Ramah says. And who had in the previous case, if it was the skira lacherim, you could charge the squatters who are moving in there too. That's true. Even if he had not yet paid the skiris. But the Ramah's case, rather, was they already paid the skiris. Ramah has it easier. Once you pay the skiris, the Ramah invokes that principle of Ketzer Yatzes Eschayro, even if there wouldn't be a chasarin, even if there wouldn't be darkening of the walls, let's say they're only there for one Shabbos, not enough, let's say, to darken the walls. It's not noticeable. So even though there was no chazaron, still, once he already collected the rent, so you have to forward that rent to the Baal HaChatzar. But this last case of the Ramah has a case where the guy caused a minute chazaron of darkening the walls. And for that, you have to pay full schiris. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says over there in Shin Samech Gimel Sif Zayin. Lemaisa, it's also rather benigeit. The Shin Samech Gimel is talking about where I moved into already a built house. It's already built, and I just moved into such a house. That's what Shin Samech Gimel is talking about. And over there it says, if I move into a fresh painted house, so I kush, I kush, and I have to pay full rent. Our Ma is talking about where the Yered was the one who moved in. He built it, and he improved it, and he moved in. And B'chai Gavna also, the Rishayim said, there's a Rashba in Baba Kama, Chaf Alef Man Alef, says, Lehedya, on our case, this halacha, that if you cause Shachri Rusa Da'ashaisa, you darken the walls, that's enough to charge the Yered a full Schiris. And it's not just, there's also Talmud Rashba of a Rosh over there. So it's the same halak. And who are then, like I said, if you were masked to Acherim, like the Ramah before, and they cause Shachrirusa Dashaisa, then they'll be chayiv the full skiris, even if they have not yet paid. That's going to be halak of Sukkah. Okay. Now, I can give you other forms of a chesaron of a Dava Mu'it. The Gemara's example, however, was a different case. The Gemara had a case of a Dava Mu'it where the owner of the Chatzar used to rent out the chatzah to Karmanoi, to people who to set up tents, a parking lot, I don't know, to play football. He said he charged something, a minute amount. He didn't get full schiz. He didn't have a house. It was just a lot. It was a churva. But nevertheless, he charged something. And by you building this house on the property, you deprived him of that minuscule rent. But whatever it is, but you deprived him of some rent. And therefore, even though that rent was a dava mu'it, that's enough, that you were mafsid him, that's enough to cause that you be chayiv on your full schiz. It's zenene, v'zeh chosar, you chayiv on your full hanah. That was the case of the Gemara. We discussed last week, why do we have to talk about the rent of the property that the Baal HaBayis was getting till now, and why do we have to talk about the chesaron of the Shachris HaDashaisa? Why don't we talk about the simple chesaron? Right now, there's a house built on this property, a beautiful brand new house that the owners own already, they own it Lamarfreya, that they can rent it out. And if they can rent it out and you move in, so that itself should be a zen and a zechosa. You will cost a full rent. You will cost the rent that the owners could have by renting out to other people. So why do we have to look for a dava muid from the rent that you used to be getting or the darkening of the walls? Why don't we have a regular zen and a zechosa here? Right, that was the Olam was muttering last week. And I said, in a kimta, but the kimta was, is that the owner of the property was unaware that the house was built on the property. It's not such a wild kimta. I mean, it's modern, but it's not so wild because I'll bring a big Israel. The guy came who's a Yerush Labishos, and he's living in there. Like, where are you? Wake up, owner, where are you? Why don't you tell the guy out? There it says, they weren't aware of it. So if they weren't aware that he was living in there, it's Yitochin also that they weren't aware that he built the house. I know it's Shtikot Eger, it takes a long time to build a house. Over the months, half a year, you should have figured out. Good. But that was the Akimta I suggested last week, that they were not aware, the owner of the property was not aware that the house exists. And Hayois, even though he could have, should have, and would have rented out this house, but if he didn't know about it, he wasn't going to rent out the house. And that the Mefusha Mechab over there in Shin Samech Gimel Sif Yud, or actually maybe it's Ramo over there, that says that as long as the owner of the property is not around and he's not being mishtadel to rent it out, it's considered a loy chosar. He has no chosaran by you moving in. Big deal, you moved in. He wasn't going to rent it out anyway. Veraya, he didn't put it up for market. He didn't bring it to any of the brokers.
That's the raya, because he knew he had a house and he's not renting it out. It could be it's a house.
No, it's not a mechila. The word is mitzias.
He says, I don't want it. It's a loy of thing.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't know he had a house.
So it's also, what's a lamdas? Because I cause you a hefset, so my hana, all my hana is mitzias to that hefset, to your ownership of the house. But if you don't know it exists, and you don't know that you could rent it out, so you're not having any chesaron. So now Zenev is that lo chasa.
It's like
Ovid
Lomega.
It's a riot. It's Ovid, because the guy's not around. He doesn't know about it. All right, fine. Yeah, we had this problem. But Miyat Hashem, tonight we're going to see a much better teretz. Harab, we're going to see tonight a much better teretz to this kasha. Hold on, we'll get later on in Ramah, we'll see a much nicer teretz. You don't have to come on to this akimta. All right, let's just go on to new stuff now, and we'll go back. We'll develop this a little bit. If you look over here, there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. When it says in the Ramah says, let's go back to the Lashon Ramah. If you mechasel about lakaka dova muid, so achlitin like kol mashanena, all the hana that you derived, which typically means the schiris that you should be paying. You're living in a house rent free, so you got to pay the rent. You got to pay the full rent from living in a brand new 4-bedroom house, whatever it is. That's the rent you have to pay. That's kol mashanena. Zakri Kiva Eger. Look at the second in Kivego, he says, "Loi kol aschiris tzarik l'shalom loi." You don't have to pay. It's coming from a Chuvis Ranach, which is a Maima Mukim. "Loi kol aschiris tzarik l'shalom loi." You don't have to pay the full schiris, even though the Ramah says kol mashanena. No, that's not kol mashanena. Why? Kevin da aschiris hischar habinin v'arkaka. Because typically, schiris is for not just the land, but for the improvement as well, right? You rent a house. You're not just paying for the land, you're paying for the house as well. So, schiris, let's say it's $1,500. That goes for the house as well. So, how could we charge the yerid for schiris of the house? Hey, chalo ois is chayr b'parasa shel chaveri. Mamish turns it around. How could the Baal HaChotza profit on the house that belongs to the yerid? The yerid built this house. The Baal HaChotza didn't build the house. The yerid built the house and lived in this house. So how could the Baal HaChotza now charge the Yerid for the rent of the house? It's not his house, it belongs to the Yerid. Oh, one second. Hello. What it means is, why you use the Lashon Koma Shanen as if not just a regular Hano, but Koma everything? What's the everything? Hello, what it means to say is, it's Napshat, it's coming Lafuke that he doesn't only pay the rent that the Baal HaKarka used to be getting. Remember, the Gemara says that he used to be getting a schar mu'it for these karmanoi to set up tents for living on the karka. So let's say they used to pay him $100 a month for living in the karka. So no, that $100 a month is not enough. He has to pay more than that. What does he pay? He has to pay for the land only, but the land that's now you're deriving full pleasure from the land. You're not just deriving a pleasure of having tents on the land. You're deriving pleasure of parking a house on the land. So you're going to pay schiris for parking a house on your land, on this guy's land. How much would you pay somebody to allow him, to allow you to park your house there? If I want to set up shop on your land, so if I put tents, you charge me one price. If I want to just make a parlor meeting, you give me another price. If I want to park a house there, you'll charge, I'm using more of your land and more kviyistik oifen, so you'll charge me more rent for the land. So instead of charging me $100, maybe charge me $200. Still only for the land, but not for the house. Shechelek haschiris ha-megi al ha-kak ach ha-binyin hi-yoisi mi-mash ha-kak levado ha-yeshova. Setting up just for the land itself is one price, but having a house on the land that's utilizing, that's using the land even more, you pay a higher price. But you're not going to pay full price for the whole house, because the house belongs to the Yerid. How could Kesar Halah, the owner of the land, charge the Yerid rent on a house that belongs to the Yerid? Isaiah Zog to Ranach, it's not just a Ranach, it's a Mishpatim Yesharim. To Rav Ben Chason and Chelik Beis Lamagimu says the same Cheshbon, Mamish, the exact same Cheshbon, that the house belongs to the Yerid. So how could you charge him rent? And they mutcha, it's a Mamish Hamasa here.
On the first case, on the previous case in the Ramah.
That one?
Why is he waiting for the
Yerid? And the Chanami, you're 100% right. L'chor, it should be the exact same thing. When you use the Skira B'ayna L'chorim, 100%, it should be the Kibbutz Chah Menachlum Yitzayisov. It should be only Menachlum, the Chelik of the rent that's for the Karka, for the land. But the Chelik, which is the bulk of the rent, that's for the house. And the Chanami, the Yerid could keep himself, which is Chosa Min HaSeifa. Right, I think it's chosid from this sefer too. Kol mashanena, that's not kol mashanena. That's kol mashanena from the land. It's a little hamasa. But you're right. From the previous line of the Ramah, it's even stronger. Keep the schar menachem etzayisav. No, it's only the schar of the land, but the bulk of the schar, which is for the house, avada belongs to the yerid. Now this is, like I said, it's a ranach, and it's mishpatim yesharim. The problem is in fushi Rashba forget. Rashba and Bava Kama Chaf Aleph and Rav says lehedya that yechayiv and the schiris of all the binyan, not just the land, but the entire binyan, the yoyid who moved in, is going to have to pay full rent of the property, of the house. He has to pay full rent even of the house. Because the house belongs to the Baal HaChatzah. It's not your house anymore. When you were Mashbiach, you parked the house there, that house now belongs to the Baal HaChatzah. So you're going to have to pay rent on that house too. And really, it's a machlokes rishonim. Because when the Rashba said that, and Bava Kama Kof Amarav comes along the Talmud of the Rashba, and argues, Talmud Rashba argues with the Rebbe, and it says, not true. He says, that what do you mean? The Baal HaChatzah didn't own the house yet. He only gets the house when he says he wants to keep it. But till he says he wants to keep it, it still belongs to the Yerid. So if the Yerid moves in, the Yerid is living in the Yerid's house, his own house. So therefore, he won't have to pay rent for the house. He'll only have to pay rent for the land. That's what the Talmud HaRashba says. But correct, the Talmud HaRashba says it doesn't go to Mafreya. But this is a machlokes rishonim. Does the kinyan go to Mafreya or doesn't? The Rashba also goes to Mafreya, so it's the house belongs to the Baal HaChatzah, and you have to pay full rent. And the Talmud HaRashba says, no, it doesn't go to Mafreya, so therefore you only have to pay for the using the shtamtshus of the land. Rather, the Talmud HaRashba, it's moisiv that even if it doesn't go to Mafreya, but the second the Baal HaChatzah says, I want to keep it, even if it didn't pay yet, but it just says, I want to keep it, that's when the kinyan is chal, now it belongs to him, and now taka, the yerid, is going to have to start paying rent. So if you see the yerid inside your house, you have to say, okay, I'll keep it, and now he's have to better move out, otherwise he's going to have to pay your rent. That's the Talmud HaRashba. But he holds, the kinyan starts right when you say you want to keep it. But the Rashba says, mufurish, so the kinyan goes to Mafreya, and you're going to have to pay full rent. And Be'etzem, this Makhlek is Yishenim, of the Rashba and Talmud HaRashba over there in Bava Kama, we find by the previous case as well in the Rishonim. In the case when you rent it out to other people, there's a meyuchas al Talmud HaRashba in Bava Metzia. It's not the same Talmud, but in Bava Metzia, he talks about that case where you rented it to somebody else, and he brings down the Rebbe, which could be in the Rashba or the Ra'ah, but he brings down the Rebbe, that the Rebbe holds, Keita Yaseh Zescher Perosach Chaveroi, and the rent that you will in Kabul goes back to the Baal HaChatzah because he's the owner of the house, like the Ramah brought down. And the Talmud HaRashba argues and says, what do you mean, Keti Yatzichar Peros Shekharei? You're being Yisachar Peros Shalatzma. It's your house. It's your the Yared. It's you own the house. He doesn't own the house yet. So if Avad, you're going to be able to keep all the rent that you charge. You just have to pay the rent of the land. But the rent of the house, Avad, you'll be able to keep. Because we already find this in Machlokes Rishonim going on. There's a Rashba against his Talmud in Bava Kama, and the Rashba against his Talmud, and the Rashba in the Ra'ah against his Talmud in Bava Metzia. We already have this Machlokes Rishonim. Very nice. So the Maimon Mukim is going like those Rishonim. I have no problem with that. The problem is I have what's going on here. The Ramah says, Mefurish Faket, right? The Ramah, we started off, Lo yuchal abayna loyma binyoni ani noitel. Why not? Zogt the Talmud HaRashba, this is the third Talmud HaRashba, this is the base case is Talmud HaRashba, that we don't have Gada. But that Talmud HaRashba says Mufurish, because the kinyan goes l'mafreya, and that's why you can't say Eitzim v'avonim ani noitel, because it's too late. It already belongs to the Baal HaChatzah. So once the Ramah starts off and paskin the ready like this shita of Rishonim, that it goes to Mafreya, lo yuchal abayin loyma binyani ani noitel, for sure, when the Ramah is continuing and saying kol mashenena, for sure he means kol mashenena, literally, kol mashenena, full skiris of the house, because the house belongs to the Baal HaChatzah already. So it's a pella that the Maim Mamukim and the Mishpatim Yisharim aren't going like that. Bigger Pella L'chair that the Zayde Rikivego plugs it into the Ramah as if to teach the Ramah like this. The Ramah can't have this teach. It's impossible because the Ramah 2 lines before said Faket. The Ramah said that it goes back to Mafreya. So I don't know exactly what Rikivego is trying to do here, but at least in La Halacha, the Ramah already told us it goes back to Mafreya. And Mamela, yes, you could charge him full rent because you're living in a house that doesn't belong to you anymore. You gave it up. It now belongs to the Baal HaChatzah. So Avadi, you could charge full rent. L'chaya, that's what should come out. So there's really 3 different Talmud HaRashbas. They all call it Talmud HaRashba because we don't know who the Mechaber is. But the Talmud HaRashba in Bava Kama is called Talmud HaRashba V'Harosh. And the one in Bava Metzia is Rabloi put out. He called it Milchus Talmud HaRashba. But the truth be told, I have 2 places in the Knesset HaGdoyla that quotes this Sefer and calls it Echad Migdele Achreinim. See, already Knesset HaGdoyla, which is in the 1600s, already didn't know who it was. Yeah, he's a Chosh of Kadmon, but we don't know who it is, and yet the Beis says the Talmud HaRashba is yet a third Talmud HaRashba. So we have 3 different Talmud HaRashba. It's irrelevant. Bottom line is, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, we pass and goes back to Mafreya, and Memela Avadi could charge full rent. All right. That's a Chaya. Have you have to come out of here. All right, let's move on. Which one? The one I quoted? That's we have a separate sefer. It's called Talmud Arash V'Harash. That's we have the sefer. So that's Mufurish over there. All right, let's move on to the last case of the Ramah. Very sadistic a case. Ruvain, nice story here. Ruvain Shayaloi Bayis Ruwa. He had a rickety house. It was not so strong. V'yatzim in the year, he went on vacation, he's gone. Oba Shimon, an opportunity, the house is empty, not because of shot to keep a house empty. Oba Shimon, V'daboy, and he moved in, parked himself in Ruvain's house. V'yitzi haitzayis, once he's in there, he may as well improve the house, fix it up a little bit. V'yitzi haitzayis, lahatzel abayis min anafila, and he spent money to improve the house, but he made a number of improvements, different types. One is that he fixed the house, it was about to fall, and he supported the house, he made new beams or whatever it is. He shored up this house, and now made it strong and livable. And then once he's doing that, Visaidai, Vikairoi, different gesois, and he painted it and made nice designs. Mashayel etzek shel yipol. So he did a couple of things. God, there's more things he did. But bottom line is he did two different types. One, he did something that was necessary for the house would fall, so he needed to shore it up. And the other was aesthetics. He did it to make it look nice. And God, the case to choose a rush was is that it used to also have designs. It had sid, it had plaster on it, but because to fix it up, they had to break through the plaster to get to the beam, so he felt it was only right. If he redid the beams, he'll replaster it and make it back nice the way it was. Zakta Tshuvas Harash, what's the halacha? Koma Shahaya Litzarech, everything that was a necessity, Shalo Yipol, to prevent the house from falling, Tzarech Ruvain Lakzal Shimon, Ruvain's going to have to reimburse Shimon. But he doesn't have to give him all the designs and the aesthetics that he did. He doesn't have to pay him. Why not? Because he can tell him, I don't need this tile. Take it. Take your designs. Take your plaster. It's so difficult to take it. Good, so knock it down. Rip out the plaster. I don't care. I don't need the paint. I don't need the design. The truth is, Rosh says, you can tell him, tile etzach avanecha. And when Ruvain will pay Shimon for the haitzayis that he has to pay, which is the haitzayis to prevent it from falling, that chelek haitzayis, when he pays him that, then Shimon will be mechuyev to leave the house. Till then, Shimon has a right to stay in the house. We have to understand this. But once I pay him off, then he has to leave. But there are two sections of the Ramah. One is that the Ramah distinguishes the chilek between haitzayis and nafila with haitzayis of aesthetics. And then Ramah says another chiddush that the guy could stay there till I pay him off. Okay, so let's go back to the first part of the Ramah, the Tshuvas Harash. For what's going to fall, I gotta pay him. But what's for aesthetics, I could tell him, take your design, take your paint, get out of here, and I don't want to pay you. What's the chilek? Why, for the stuff that's the shoring up the house, I can't tell him, and this I could. What's the chilek? So you look in the Bi'a Gra, and Sif Katan Yutes, Kedarka Bekedesh is Makatza, he says, the chilek is canal, like he says it before. Don't tell you where, but yeah, canal. What he means to say is if you go to the Goyin back to the beginning of the Siman in Sif Katan Beis, the Goyin brought down the Machlekes Yishenim, and he brought down the Shitas Ramban, Virashba, and Mukhi Yosef, that the taina to say Toile Tzecha Vavanecha is only when it's Eina Asuya. But something which is, if it's Asuya Lakach, these Rishenim hold that you can no longer say Toile Tzecha Vavanecha. It's Machlekes Yishenim. Then he brings down the Shitas Harash, who says that even when it's Asuya Lita, you can still say Tel Tzak of Avanakah. It's a Makhlekes Yishenim we had from the Sma. We discussed this Makhlekes. When something is Asuya Lakach, do you have a right to say Toil? So what the Goyin L'Chari means to say is that this Ramah is going like those Rishonim hold that when something's Asuya Lakach, you cannot say Toil. Remember, Zak the Goyin, that's the Chilek. If you're shoring up the house that it shouldn't fall, That's a suya lekach. No one wants the house to fall down. What, are you going to lose the whole house? The value of the whole house? Of course, you spend the money to shore up the house. So that's a suya lekach. So then you can't say toyolitzeh kavavanecha. But for paint and designs and all that, it's unnecessary. You don't need that. So memela, that's eina asuya lekach. So you will be able to say toyolitzeh kavavanecha.
He had that.
That's a shtick of a baya. L'chayra, he had that before. And it's even the mashmais of the shoyl. After the rush paskin for the shoyl, the shoyl resubmitted the shoyl again and said, what do you mean? He had it before. I was just doing the exact same thing he had before. It was zicha asuya. What the shoyl means to say is, it's zicha asuya lakak. He had it before. There's a re-evan gias in Bava Metzia who uses that same lumdas and kufyat zainam rav. If he had it before, so you see it's asuya lakak. So it's asuya lakak. And even then the rush said, so he said, l'chayra from there is a raya shtickle, not like the going, that you see that that's not the chilek, that even the sefer of the design was a suya lakach. But what does the going want? The going is saying that it stims with Ramban and Rash Peshita. Gavaldik. But where's the makor? This makor is from the Tshuva Zarash. It's a Tshuva Zarash. We don't have it now, Tshuva Zarash. They found it in extra Tshuva, Tshuva Neisafis. They have it, and it's also printed in the Chazeh at Tnufa. Back at the Chidah, he also found Tshuvas HaRosh. Over there they have it. But the Torah brings it down. We have it. I mean, we have it from the Torah, at least. It's authentic. The Torah says, this Tshuvas B'Shem, the Father, the Tata, the Rosh. So it's the Rosh Hashita. Clearly, this can't be the Pshat. I mean, I can't say clearly. They're going to forget. I don't know. I don't understand the going. The Rosh himself holds, which the going himself quoted the Rosh over the Sifkan Beis, that even when the Suya Lakaki can say Toilei Tzekav Avanecha. So then back to the drawing board. So who cares that it's a Suya Lakak to shore up the house? I could still say Toilei Tzekav Avanecha. So why must I pay these atzois? I should tell you Toilei Tzekav Avanecha. And at least the other shayla is good. Right? You asked the design, he had it before. No, that's good, so who cares he had it before? It's because the Rosh holds, even if it's something a suya lakaki, could say toil. But the kash is the other way around. So why, when you're shoring up the house, can't you say toil? So the chayyah, what you could say is, al pi darkei bakaydish, of the goyin, you could say, is if you recall, the Sma quoted a Rosh in Sifkat Yud Gimel, he quoted the Rosh, that the Rosh is made in a certain case. The Rosh holds enekonami, even when it's a suya lakak, you could still say toil, but if it's like a nanzad, you for sure want it, because you're fabulously wealthy, it's not going to make a dent in your pocket. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's an oifen that it won't hurt you at all, and you for sure had the ability and the funds to build this house, and you weren't using the property for anything else till now, so you're for sure going to want it. So it's a non-tzadi that you sure for sure want it. The Rosh has made it to the Ravid that you cannot say toilet zechav avanecha. So you can say that's the case here. It is a non-tzadi. Anyone has a house that's about to fall down and you're not around and it's going to fall, maybe even by the time you come back, we can't even risk it. And even if, let's say, it will stay up till you come back. Good, but when you come back, you still have to fix it. So zikha, a non-tzadi, you're going to want to keep it. Maybe that's even what the guy meant. So b'chai gavno, the Rosh is moida. Such a asuya lakach, that it's a festa asuya lakach, it's a nansad, you would zicha want it, it's just ta'ana hu mevakech, you're just trying to chepa the yerid, b'chai gavno, you cannot say toil.
Even though he didn't do it till now. He was living in this...
Yeah, maybe he's not an engineer, maybe he doesn't chav how bad the situation is, you know, but the guy who came in, you know, is a little more handy, came in, realizes the problem. You see, he's a little more geschickt, you know, he moves into other people's houses without permission. You know, he's a little shtickel chevroman, so he might be more worldly to know what's going on here. And he realizes that this house needs to be fixed. So what you see is, so that's what the guy meant. If not, then we'll say it. That the Reish is talking about a spitz of suya lakak. It's a non tzadi. So mamele, you can't say toil. Meshenking the designs, even though it's taka suya lakak, but it's not spitz. Maybe today he can't afford to repaint the house. He's not interested. So mamele, b'chai gav, he can say toil. That's what the Rosh says. So the Hitzoy is to show up the house, I must pay. The other Hitzoy is, I can tell you, Tolei Tzakha Vavanecha.
He's not living. What's the case? He's not
there. The guy moved, he went to a different town. He went to Chutz Lir.
So maybe he could kind of. I'm
out of
my house, but if it's falling,
I'm
not
going to
spend money, then I'll just forget about it.
Pash is not. I mean, if the house is worth $300,000 and to fix it worth $5,000, everyone's going to invest $5,000 to get $300,000. I mean, it's a. I'm inside the golden mizel. Okay, but look, he's not going to let it go. All right, fair enough. That's one chilek you could say pshat. But Rabbi said, listen, I have a gewaltige, I saw, God, this chilek, by the way, I just told you, is it really, it's mashma like that in Aruch HaShulchan, Sefiyat Beis, Atila Ladov, it's mashma, this chilek, that this is the spitz, I saw your lekach. But I have a whole different nafka, I mean, a whole different pshat, which is mavur like that in Ulam HaMishpat, a whole different gewaltige eye-opener. He says like this, he says, there's a halacha of, if you have an aveda that's about to be lost, your chamor is about to drown, I could go and save your chamor without you being there. I save your chamor, and you have to pay me. I'm doing a shavas aveda labailim, right? I'm a matzol. Not only that, there was special takonas mivun nirishenim that the taicha was a takona. Let's say I have my own chamor that's worth $100, and your chamor is worth $200. And both are drowning, and I have to make a decision: do I save my chamor or your chamor? I can only save one. I could let my chamor drown, save your chamor, and then charge you not only for my wages, but charge you for the extra $100 of the hefsa that I had from my chamor. Because in order to save your chamor, I had to lose my chamor. That's a special din that a matzel has. It could be a takon even. A matzel has the right, not just the right, the chiv, perhaps. That could be a makhluk as a crane, not for now. Even the chiv to give up his own chamor to save your chamor and just get reimbursed from you for the value that he lost. That's the halacha. It's a special din by matzel. Zok to ulam ha-mishpat, gevaldika nafkamina, beautiful pshat. Aesthetics is very nice, but that's yoyrid. Yoyrid, you can say toil. Even by suyu lita, you could always say toil. In fact, if you recall, the ulam mishpat was mafakpek that maybe we don't even paskin like the Rosh's chiddush of tanu mafakesh. There is no case of a suyu lakak that you won't be able to say toil. He was masupik that maybe we don't even paskin like that because no one brought it down except for the smah. Good. But even without that, stam, a regular case of yoyrid, even a suyu lakak, I could always say toil. But this is not a din yoyrid. When you're talking about shoring up a house, that the house shouldn't fall, that's matzil. That's not a pasha. That's not shinayin hay. That's reish samach dalad. Reish samach hay. That's a whole different halacha. It's called matzel. Meshav aveda labaylam. When you're matzel and meshav aveda labaylam, you can't tell me now toil. We toil. You crazy? Toil what toil? No way toil. I was a yerd b'shus. B'shus chachomim. B'shus bezin. I went in to save your chamar because I had a chiv to save your chamar. I did Ashavas Aveda Labailam. You can't now tell me to Leitzecha Vavanecha. It's not like I did this unilaterally, I should have asked your permission. No, at the spirit of my, I had to do it. I was supposed to save it. I was doing Mesh Aveda Labailam. When you're mad to someone else, then you can't say toil. Mela, that's Geshmak Achilik.
He did it for himself. He moved in first.
The moving in was a minor. He moved in for maybe a week, a month. I don't know how long he moved in. He was moving in. He did it for the Bailam, Pashtus. Pashas, he did it for the Bailam. Maybe what you're saying might be helpful, but Pashas, he did it for the Bailam. So that's a Pasha Chilek. The Reish is Midin Yoyer, it's not Midin Yoyer, it's Midin Matzel. Meshav Vedel Bailam. The Sefer, which is Midin Yoyer, you could say Toil. Aye, so why did Amor bring down this halacha here? He should have brought down over there in Reish Samakdal, Reish Samakai. You're right, the Reish, he didn't have to bring down there, but also the Sefer, he brought it down there. The Sefer is a Din Yoyer that I could tell you Toil, any Tzarek, Lazar, I don't need it. So out that din, the Rambam brought it down here. But in a chanami, for the ratio of the truva, he could have brought it down over there. It's a din matzel. It's not a din yoyed. Very geschmack. Sorry? No, a whole new pshat. Very geschmack of pshat. And like this, the nafka mina Rabbi says this. Is let's say in order for me to shore up the house, I had to lose something. Yeah, I had a chamor that's busy drowning, but I saw that your house is about to fall, so I quickly let my chamor drown to fix up your house. I could charge you not only for the tzitz of fixing up your house, which is a regular din yared, I could charge you for the mechamar that was lost too. Now in yared I can't do that. For yared you can never charge for the other. Like in yared you charge for the tzitz of the shvach, you know, yadala yayin, yadala taktayin. But here, this is midin matzel. I'm charging you for something else. I'm charging you midin matzel, whatever it takes to be meshav aved
el abaylam. Why was it so imperative? You could have waited to ask him.
The guy was chutz le'ir. The guy was chutzlier. By the time he's going to come back, maybe he might fall down. So he had to do it. He didn't want to take the risk. All right. Even if he lost somewhere else, it's not a common case. I would just bring it up to show you enough coming. It's not common. The guy has a chamor put drowning at the second that he has to build up the house. But all right, fine.
That's he might still have to be right. We'll have to prove it.
That what the house was about to fall.
Was
good. And a chanami, fine. Like the regular dinner of every Matzel will have to prove that he had another chamar drowning. Fine. All right. Rabbi, so remember this practice. We're going to need it about. And let's just make another diak here. The Rama says like this: Ruven shayloi bais ruah v'yatzam in ear, or bashim in v'dabai v'aitzi atzayis latzal bais in a field. Is that good? He was mitzay atzayis, so he has to give back to Ruven tzarek Ruven naksal l'shimin all the haitzayis that he had shloyipo. That's the mashmais of the Rama. The Rush says it even more mafurish that he gives. The Rush had a shayla. When the shayla asked the Rush a shayla, he asked him, "Am I entitled to the full shvach that I saved the house from falling, or am I entitled only to the hitzayis that I was mitzi? Let's say I spent $100 for the maisa, time and work and overseeing over the workers. Am I entitled for my shvach, my payment as a kablin, as a builder, or am I only entitled to actually the dollars that I spent on the materials?" That was the shayla. And on that, the Rush says that you're entitled to kol hitzayis. The implication is you're entitled to the Haitzayis and not to the Shvach. That was the Shaila. The Shaila, do I get Shvach or do I only get my Haitzayis? Like the Rosh, you could get all your Haitzayis. Yeah, it's the word all. Okay. Get all your Haitzayis. But what about the Shvach? Sounds like the Rosh is holding that you don't get Shvach. Now, Frek, $1 million kasha here, what's going on? We know a klal, whenever you have something which is a suyalita, talach is yada elayina, shaman loya shvach, you get the shvach, you get like a builder, you get like a kablon, you get what you're supposed to be, like an aris. So what's going on here? So why is the Rosh saying that you only get the Haitzayis, you should be getting shvach as well? As I frak, the tshuva is prach matei aron and chelek aleph kuvches, and atila ladavet, they blive shreya, madua, why isn't he getting shvach? Apella. Apelli, like by Pshad Nero, what's going on? By Pshad Nachuvazarash. Oh, very good. Excellent. One sec. So, you could, Bidoichi Godel, say that really the Rosh is Lav Davka. When he says a kola tzayis, itaka means you get shvach too. Why the shell is shvach or tzayis? If you might ask, it could be that the shell was asking even more than just regular shvach. The shell might have been a nudnik. The shell might be saying like this: that you have a $300,000 house that if I would have left to fall, it would be worth zero. Came along, I spent $10,000 shoring up this house. Maybe I should be entitled to the shvach of the whole $300,000. The shvach of kol habayis, because if I would have let it go, it would have fell. Or do I entitled to only the toys that I put in the $10,000? Of them, Dr. Rush, that you're not entitled to the whole shrach, the $300,000. You're only entitled to the toys that you put in. And Nichon, that toys would be the price of being paid as a worker, to get paid as a cobbler, maybe. Maybe that's what the Rush would mean. It means the Rush wasn't trying to lafuke the regular din shrach. It was only going to lafuke, maybe the show was asking, that he thought he was entitled to the shrach, a full shrach of the entire house. And we'll say it's lav davka that he means to bavon, the regular shvach. And in the Rama also, it just means that atzayis means atzayis, and you have to be matzchak, means atzayis, including the shvach. You might say, in the Rama, it's not so bad, because you look back, we had the case, hiskir abayna lacherem v'kibuskar, menakilam atzayisav. There also, it's a shvach losh. What's my atzayisav over there? It's not atzayisav. He's entitled to mona atzayis, entitled to shvach. Elamai, you see, when you say atzayisav, you could sometimes mean shvach as well. But the Rosh is a little more blatant. The Shaila was Shvach Yitzoyis, and the Rosh says Rosh is Yitzoyis. The implication is, but not Shvach. So what's going on? It's a doichuk what I'm telling you, but Leit Ulam Amish, but it's Geshmach. The Chiv, what you're paying for the shoring up the house, has nothing to do with Yerit. You're not paying, getting paid out here, because I'll Yerit, Toilet, Tekav, Avanek, get out of here. I don't need you. That's not why you're getting paid. You're getting paid because Heshiv Aveda Labailam, because you are a matzel. There's Mafu Shalach and Rei Samachay that when you're Meshiv Aveda Labailam, you can't charge wages. You're not allowed to charge for doing mitzvahs. Mani Bechina Atabachin. You can't do that. Shavuz Aved, you can't charge. You could charge for the tzayis. You could charge that if you had another job and you lost pay on the other job, you can get reimbursed, not even the whole pay, but reimbursed to be a pearl bottle. As if you didn't do that harder job. So let's say I would have had a schlep, a move on, I had to do a hard job, and I get paid $100 a day. Instead, I was just Meshav Aveda Labailim, so I would get paid, not a full $100, because my side didn't work, but let's say it's worth it to me to have a paid vacation $50 instead of $100 of working, so I'll be able to get paid $50 that I lost from my schira somewhere else. But barring anything like that, if you didn't lose any schiras anywhere else, you have no right to charge the schiras. You can only charge for your place, for your actual cost. Mamela, the Shoyl asked the Rosh, do I get Shvach, or do I only get Atzais? Dr. Rosh, Gavaldik, you are coming out Matzim. It was about to fall. You're only going to get Atzais. Very good Shmach. Like the Ulam HaMisha, it's very Meduyik, the Rosh. Very good Shmach.
According to you, that means if I go walk by the street and I say house where it came in, a Jewish house, I've got to go higher, build it to shore it up.
So when I say you have to, the Chiv, that might be a Machloikis Achreinim. It's not for now. Chiyaz and Demakil and Nasi. There's a lot of Ray. Because of Kadoshim, if you have a Chiv to be Mitzi Mumin to save someone's Aveda, to be a Matzel. And maybe only if you know for sure you're going to be able to save it, if you have a Safik, not. There are different daggers in the Machloikis. But one thing is for sure, once you did save it, you were a Matzel. You were a Meshav Aveda. So you go into the halachas, Reis HaMagda, Reis HaMachek. So those halachas have a Milo, like we discussed before, the Nafkaminas. If you have a Chamor lost somewhere, you're entitled to reimburse for that Haitzah, even though it's not a direct Haitzah. So it's, in that way, in that respect, it's better than a Yared. But in this respect, it's worse than a Yared. You're a Meshav Aveda Levayim, you can't get Shvach. You're capitalizing on a mitzvah. You can't get shvach. You're not entitled to be paid for that. You only can get reimbursed your haitzais. So very geschmack. That's why the Rosh says you're going to get haitzais, but not your shvach. Very geschmack.
Only if he doesn't want it,
if he really wants it. If the owner really wants it, then you'll get like a yari. Correct.
I'm not going to say that.
Then you'll be get. Yeah, but one second. But right, it means if the owner really would not tell you to you. But if the owner really, which is the case, where the owner didn't want to pay anything, so the owner really wanted to say toya. So the owner said, get out of here. So the Rosh says, no, once you short up the house, you got to pay. Well, it'll be the aesthetics, the paint, and the designs, and all that. In a crime, that you'll have a right to say toya. But in a crime, you're right. If the owner would really want it, then he would have to pay the shvach too, out the chelik of the yerushabai. Maybe. I'm not so sure, because I'm not so sure you're right. Because the midah that you have a chiv out the shavitz aveidah, so then it's vite. Lamaisi, you have the mitzvah. Once you have the mitzvah, then you can't charge it. Then you have the mitzvah. No, I take it back. Right, so therefore?
First
of all, we don't know if that was it. Maybe his intention was to do a mitzvah, and once he did this mitzvah, look, there's a beautiful house, he may as well move in. Why not? How do you know that wasn't his intention?
The way I was reading it, he moved in any time it needed to be fixed.
He moved in because he helped himself. Then we saw it needed to be fixed, so he decided to do a Tevel Havayim. If you would be right, Grada, it would be very geschmack. If you would be right, that his kavana wasn't even to be made of Labailam at all, his kavana was to do it for themselves, then he doesn't have a din yerid at all. We didn't really go through the zalak, because maybe next week we'll discuss it. Then in order to be a yerid to get shvach, you have to do it al das lashbiach. If you're not doing a das lashbiach, you're not entitled to shvach. So then, if you would be right, then we would have another etzah here. That's why he doesn't get shvach. But it's not mistarva. I mean, he thought this guy was gone yotzal here for a decade. How long do you think this guy was going to be gone for? If he was gone for a month, why would he invest so much money to improve and the tircha to improve someone else's house to benefit for 1 month's worth of?
He
thought that the guy was gone.
He left town.
Oh, if he thought that the guy was gone for good. Yeah, just because he was Yotzman here doesn't mean that he abandoned it. He went on midwinter vacation. He's coming back Monday.
It was. House, huh?
Made
a together,
okay, see.
Well,
okay,
see. He didn't say to fix the house.
He's being Mahatma Abai's in a field. No, but he's trying to say the reason why, because he wants a house to live in. So he has to save it from falling to be able to live in himself. All right, if you'd be right, we might have an eighth here. All right. I'm telling you, because the Reish attack is Reish HaMagdalet, but the Sefer is here. Saidoi v'kaidoi is a regular dinyar, and on that the Rosh is telling you, you could say toil, and you don't have to give him anything. So that's why the Ramah brought it down here in the Chanami. But really, the Reish is Reish HaMagdalet. Oh, so maybe that's the Ramah. No, but that would be the Ramah's halakha. The Ramah's halakha is that you don't have a din yerid because you had a mind to do it for yourself. So it is a nafkamina in huchas yerid. All right, fine.
Let's talk about the screen that was shaky. At the end of the day, you can't turn up for the screw. The song goes away.
Back to the beginning of the simon. I hear the shayla. If there that you're doing a bateris yerid, then you have no right to charge him for the shock. Very geschmack. Very geschmack. How's that din? If you're doing it to be matzel, then, yeah, you can't. Yeah, I agree. I agree. In the Chanan, we have to be chayz on what we said at the beginning. 100%. Gevaldik. All right. Let's move on to now that last part of the Rambam. The last part of the Rambam is, "Ukshiyiten Reuven Mashechayev Liten LeShimon Yetsim in Abayis." When Reuven decides to pay the yerid for the shoring up the house, then Shimon has to leave. Then the yerid has to leave. The implication is, but till he pays him, Shimon's parked here. Shimon's like the balabos. He's literally, he's here. You can't throw him out. Don't touch him. Don't chap him.
Could be as Menachem.
So maybe you'll be Menachem, but what happens if I want Shimon to get out of my house?
No, stay there until you pay, until it comes to Cheshvan is even.
That's true, but what do I have to do? Why can't I tell Shimon, get out and I'll pay you from my, I'll write a check.
Later.
I'll pay you later, I'll pay you in 2 weeks, but get out of my house now. You've made a beautiful house, I don't want you to ruin it. Get out and I'll pay you in 2 weeks from now. Why can't I throw you out of my house? What's going on? So what you see in the Ramah is a gewaldike yesod, is that a person who's matzel or mashbiach, somebody's item, and is entitled to payment, that he was mashbiach is a mashkin. He has a right to hold on to that and deprive you from it. He's not going to let you benefit from it until you pay him his share. He was mashbiach you this house. You want to use the house? You can have the cake and eat it. Pay me and I'll give you the house. You don't pay me, you don't get the house. Until you pay me, you're not going to get the house. I have a right to hold on to the house, but there is mashkin. You want to move in yourself? No ticking, no washi. You moved in, I'll give you the keys. No paying, you don't get in. You can't get into the thing that I was mashbiach till you pay me. That's what's mavu in the Ramah. Now, the Ramah... Sorry? Oh, very good.
In the Ramah...
Avada. I was makdir from the beginning, it belongs to him, but now I'm taking a b'teris mashkin. I'm not going to allow you to hold... What? Kaka? Okay, that's a shayla. Kaka, you might not be able to take mention. But in the lomdes, you have a skus, like an umin has a skus, kind of like a shakli, you have a skus to hold on to the house till he pays it. Now you want to know, good shayla. Loit ulam ha-mishpat, you don't have a right to every yerid. This might be only by matzel. And that grad is mefurish. There's a nesivis like that, that a matzel has the right to hold on to the item. There's a nesivis in Shin Gimel, Sif Katan Tes, that the matzel has a right to hold on to the item, but there is mashkin. From when I save your chamar, I don't give you back the chamar till you pay me. When you pay me, you get your chamar back. Till then, it's not happening.
You know? Writing the chamar?
Sorry?
The
I could stop you from writing the chamar. Anyone, if I can write the chamar, we'll go into the dinim, but then of Zela Kasa. But but I could stop you from living in the house. I'll close the keys, lock on the lock and key. That's it. It's like, you're locked out. And now, why will I move in there? Well, it's a shod, the house not to have anyone. I may as well move in there. So I can move in there too, right? Now it goes into halacha. If you can have a chesaron, zanin of zakos, if not chesaron. But that's what comes out. Now, what it would be by a regular yoyid, this is by shvach. This is by a matzah. What about a regular yoyid? Does he also have a right to hold on to the thing b'teris mashkin? Yes. Same halacha. There's a Talmud, a Rashba, a Rosh, and Bava Kama Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, who says the case of Yerid, where the guy was Mashbiach, and the owner said, I want to keep the Shvach and I'll pay you. Zog the Talmud, a Rashba, a Rosh, you cannot move in the owner of the house, and it already belongs to him. Even like Talmud, a Rashba, a Rosh, it doesn't go to my Freya, but the second I say yes, it already belongs to him. You cannot say Atziv Avni Noitel anymore. It belongs to the Balakaka, but the Balakaka has no right to move in till he pays the Yerid. That's what the Talmud Rashba said.
How do you square? He can't rent it out anyway. In case of the renter.
Correct.
He can't rent it anyway because he didn't pay him.
Oh, so now Zok the Talmud. Now we're going back to that more. You asked before what's going on. I told you we're going to have a better pshat. Zok the Talmud Rashba Rosh. Why is the Gemara coming on to the rent that he used to have from the Karmanoi setting up an oil, paying a minimal amount, $100 a month for setting up a tent? Why aren't you charging him now for the house? You made your chasarin, the rent that you could rent out to other people. Because you have no right to rent it out to other people. You have no right to live it in yourself. You have no right to walk into this house till you pay. So Kozman, you don't pay, you don't have a chasarin of the rent. The only chasarin you have is either blackening the walls, or you have a chasarin, the rent that you used to get from the karka before the house was there. So had I not built the house, you would continue to rent it out to these people for tents. So I put a house there, I shtered that rent that you were getting before, and that dava mu'et. But the rent that you could get now, you can't get rent now. You don't pay me, you can't live here, you can't rent it out.
The Ramaz is doing a little takeh, because Ramaz says Avagat Lo'evel Mega is mashma. If it would have been Avagat Mega, you would have.
Yeah, but maybe it's Avagad Lovel Mega means Avagad Lovel Mega beforehand, he was not renting it out to the Karmanoim beforehand. Now for sure it's an Ovid Lomega, because now he can't rent it out, he's not allowed. But he used to rent it out to the from the land, so that would have been the Chasarin. Zokta Ramah, even when he wasn't renting out, to the, and that's great, if you look in the Rishon, that's what they're going on. Even when he wasn't renting it out, the land beforehand, so it was never a chazarn. Still, once you collect the rent ketzah yatzah schara belongs to the balakarka.
How does he get the rent? If he can rent, then how does he get the rent?
He can, the balakarka can't get the rent. It's the
balakarka gets the rent, right? We said before.
Why? Because since he had a chazarn. Well, in this case, when he collected the rent, the Ramaz case, because the house belongs to the Balakarka, it's his Schaira, so Mamela, if someone rents out that house and collects rent, it automatically is collected for the owner of the property. Correct. He himself is not allowed to rent it out. Correct. Azai Zogt, the Talmud of Rash V'Rosh. So now it's very Gishmak. So it comes out. That's Pshat. And in Ibamis, it's Mavu like that, not only in the Talmud Rashi Rosh, it's also a Ravid. The Rosh quotes over the Ravid, over here in Bab Metzia Kaf Aleph. The Ravid held that when you build a Chotza Asuya Libonais, you cannot say Teletzach of Avanecha. You know, like the Shitas Ramban and the Rashba and the Bokeh that they're going quote. We don't pass on that. But and the Rosh says, I'm waiting to you the Ravid when it's Mamish Anan Tzadi and I'm fabulously wealthy and it's Ta'ana Humavakesh. But when the Ravid says over his halacha, he says, you cannot say Tel Atzach of Avanecha, but rather, his lashon is, Ein Shemin Loi, but rather, Yeshiv Boi, he can move in, Atcheitan Yitzhiyasav, until he gets paid his Yitzhiyas. So you see, the Ravid and the Rosh B'Shem, the Ravid holds the same thing. The guy has a right to move in, lock the doors, and lock you out of the house. You don't pay me. When you pay me, then I give you back your house.
You can say, I don't want you blocking my house.
Sorry?
A black and
a white. So it's that, okay, you have to know. So if that's so good, I can still lock you out of the house, but you could stop me from moving in. You'll be able to stop me from where it's true. When you have a chasarin, maybe you'll be able to prevent me from moving in. Correct. But at least, at the very least, I could stop you from moving in.
But you can't move in
then. In that case, in your case, if I don't have black in the walls, then I can move in too.
Yeah,
I'm just... Bekitzer Rabbi Isai, it's a gewaltig cheshbon. You have the right to stop the guy from moving in. And that's Mimele very Gishmak before, that the only chazarn is the Dava Mu'at. You don't have a real chazarn, because you have no right to rent it out. One more chiddush, Rabbi Isai, we have time, is a one more chiddush. The Marachar Zeruah takes this halacha, a shtickle, to the next step. I don't know if we're going to have time to really do this like a mensch, but at least let's start. Is that not only is my din talak you out, mazok that the Marachar Zeruah, Chuvus Reshon and Zayin, is that whenever you have a din yared, where a guy was mashbiach, and he was magala daitei d'nei chalei, so he has to pay him yada lo yayna, or shutiv, which is automatically like a sada suyalita, and the guy is nechalei, he wants to keep it, you have to pay him yada lo yayna. Whenever you have the din, yada lo yayna by a yared, so to marach hazeruah, you have no right to mon him for the money. You cannot be yared l'nechosav. Let's say this guy's out of town. Call Bezin, look, the guy owes me $10,000 for fixing his house, sell off some of his properties and collect. If you be about chayiv, you're yared l'nechosav shalem yedaitai. But over here, you have no right to be yared l'nechosav. You can't even be tovei for the money. He's not mechuyiv to pay you money. Your only chiyuv is to collect from the shvach gufa. You could live in the house till he pays you. That you could do. You call that as a mashkin. Or you could live in the house and the rent will be oila, right? Because you're being nana and he's being chasarin. So memeila, that zenana v'zeh chasa will cause, you know, every month you have to pay schiris. So if you spend $10,000, so you'll live there for 6 months, 7 months till you pay down the haitzayas that you put in.
He doesn't own it. It's not menachem and his chayim.
No, the balabais owns the house, l'mafreya. So he owns the house. But you have no right to mon him for the money. You could only take the payment from the hashvach itself, from the item that you were mashbiach. The Marachah Zeruah spars this halacha from the case of Abayis Valiyah. There's a Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia, Kuf Yezayin Amun Aleph, There's a house, a two-story house, two-family house. House fell down. The Baal Aliyah wants to rebuild. The Baal Abayis has nothing doing. I don't want to spend money. I'd rather not rebuild. Well, it's very difficult to build an Aliyah without having a Bayis underneath. I mean, it's impossible, right? So you have to build bottom up. So the Baal Aliyah built a new two-story house, a two-family house. And the halacha is like the Mishnah. It's Machlokes, but the Mishnah is that the Baal Aliyah will now live downstairs in the Baal Abayis. Like some Rishonim will live upstairs, but he's allowed to lock the guy out of the house. The Taisa says he's allowed to lock the Baal HaBayis out of this house till he gets paid. And Nishnodem, the Mishnah says, V'yeshiv b'ayat she'itin lo yitzi, as if he could even move downstairs, move into the downstairs apartment, and deduct from the wages. That's a Marakazur, who touches the Mishnah Shreya, but so he touches it, and he'll deduct from the Haitzayis the rent that he has to pay. Zoktimer Amit Mavur, that he cannot charge the Bailim for the house. That's what the Rishonim said. The Rashpa, and the Mokhi Yosef, and the Ra, and the Ran, they all say that when you do that, and you built a two-story house, you could lock the guy out till he pays you, but you have no right to charge him for the price. You have no right to charge him for the materials. What you could do is say, you don't pay me, you don't get your house. You don't want to pay me, I can't do anything to you. I can't take it entire. But I could just say, you're not getting your house back till you pay me. Zoktim Rakhaz Ruah, Abazai, who had been here, you could do the exact same thing. You have a right to lock the guy out till he pays you, but you can't ask him for money. And Zoktim Rakhaz Ruah, Blitz Chedesh. And it's not just a Rakhaz Ruah, there's a Chuvis, Tayafais Re'em, in Chesh Mishpat Simintes, who's Mechavin to the same thing with the same Raya. Doesn't bring the Merachah Zeruah. There's a Chuvus Ma'asham, a Chelek Aleph Lambetes, who brings the Taif Yisra'im and said he was Mechavim to Merachah Zeruah. So you now have a nice Chelek of Gedolim who say like that. We're running out of time, Rabbi. I said just, but if you look.
By every
Yoyrid. Every Yoyrid. Yeah, so more the lawn. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to lock him out of his lawn until he pays you. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to have to flesh. But if you look, the Nesivis by Yosef Katan Gimel also didn't have the Merachah Zeruah, clears the same Shiloh, brings the same Raya from Bayis Aliyah, and says it's no Shaychis. I need a very geshmaka reason. He says in Bayis Aliyah, the case was that the Baal Ali went down to the Baal Abayis and said, build a house. And the Baal Abayis said, no way, and I'm not interested. So Baal Ali took the lawn to his own hand, built the house. Because Halacha, the Gemara says, Bayis la'aliyah mishtabid, since he had a house on top of the he had the second floor, so the first floor was always mishubit to his second floor, so he rebuilt the house to have again a first floor mishubit to the second floor, and that's enough, Bayis la'aliyah mishtabid. But he can't charge you al-zuyayid, because you told him no. So there's the whole chiyuv is al-shutfim, al-zbayis la'aliyah mishtabid, al-shibit. Al-shibit and echnamid, you only have a shibit on the shvat, on the house that you had the shibit on to begin with. That she was only that your second story could sit on the first story. But over here, that the guy wants to keep it, he's not telling you toil, it's a suyulit, a suyulibonis, it was nechale, it's a giladaitai. When he wants to keep it, here the chiv is al zyirid. And what's the chiv? We once said it's commander sachreyadam, it's if you hired him in the first place. You want it. You want it, so you're going to have to pay out of your pocket. You can't just say, oh, I'll hold on a mechanic. Say, no, forget, you could do more. You can say, you got to pay out of pocket. You wanted this. It's a siyalita, it's a siyalibandes. So what's the right from Bayis Ali? It's a whole different case. Bayis Ali has nothing to do with Yared. Bayis Ali is only midin shibud. Mashenka, when you're dealing about midin Yared, avad, you could, or not avad, he's mesupik, he's noita, then you should be able to collect. And he said, if not hagabatzmacha, he have a guy spend $10,000, or let's say $100,000 building a house, and he can say, no, I'm not going to pay you, just I'll pay you over time with the rent. It's going to take you 20 years to recoup what you invested. How you talking? The guy shows out $100,000 in one shot, and he has to wait 20 years to get back every month $1,500. It's not fair. So the Nesivis, oh, you never ask him. Good. But that's what the Nesivis says. So now we have a Machloikis. Nesivis is Noita. I don't want to say, you know, he's Noita that way, although he's not sure. But he himself says, but the Rosh B'Shem Deraivit says, Vaita, Yeshiv Vayat Kadesh Yitin Yitz Yosef is Mashman. Not like that. That the only din you have is to be Yeshiv Vay, to lock the guy out till he pays you. But you have no right to money. So Nesivis makes a backtrack. Mamish like the Merachah Zeruah. So now you have sort of a Haskam, it's a Paiskim. We're going to go more Blina the next week into it. But the halacha is that you have a right just to live there, lock him out, but you can't mourn him. But Rabbi said, B'negeit Ramah, which the Ulam HaMishat says, Midin Matzel.
There, it's possible that you even have a Chiv to pay him nikifai. Because matzil is like a yerid b'shus. Matzil yerid b'shus bezin. Bezin says bezin, you better say it. Nesha v'aveh de l'abaylam. So then you might even have a chiyiv. Maybe that's what the Ramah means. Because you didn't move in masha chayiv l'itin. As if you take a chayiv l'itin. You take a chiyiv to give. Because this is not just of the din yerid. This is of the din matzil. But a regular din yerid, Rabbi, is a split chiddush. We're going to have to go more next week, Rabbi said. But a regular din yerid, you can't charge him. You can't charge him. You can only hold on to the item as a mashkin, a mechanic clean. All right, a good tovah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.